Jai Baba, Chapter 72. In the last decade of Baba's physical life in Shirdi, there were so many devotees that after Baba returned from begging, Baba would keep a little food in the mud vessel and also mix a little of the food from the five houses along with all the other food brought by devotees, and that food was distributed as prasad. When food was offered to Baba, he would touch the food and it was then distributed to the devotees, Sufis, sages, beggars and artists. Everyone was fed to their heart's content. During the season of mangoes, he would purchase the fruit, get the mangoes cut, take a piece or two for himself and then distribute the fruit to all those who were present. Baba was very fond of children. He would keep sweetmeats for the kids and make sure that the children got the sweetmeats and fruits first. Very often, if the children were at school or not present, Baba would keep the sweetmeats and certain delicacies aside for the children. When they returned, he would personally give it to each one, joke with them and become a child with them. With elders, Baba did not speak much unless he was in one of his moods. He would recount the experiences which he had at night and describe the spiritual, paranormal journeys which he had undertaken. In a few hours or days, all that which Baba had spoken of, which sounded like one of those fantastic stories, would be proven true. Earlier, Baba would speak plainly and to the point, but as more and more people gathered around him, Baba began to speak in parables and through stories. This was mainly to get his point across to a particular person or family without everybody getting to know for whom the story or parable was being narrated. As he could not often personally speak to each and every devotee gathered there. The art of speaking in parables began from the year 1910. As most of the books on Baba were written after that year, many authors and books assume that all his life Baba spoke mainly in parables, which is untrue. Earlier he spoke to the point, frankly and without any shadow boxing, but desperate times need desperate measures. At 11:30 in the morning, the bells in Masjidai would toll, which meant that it was time for the midday aarti. This routine started around the year 1903, and everyone would gather with Baba as the presiding deity and then the aarti would commence. Baba had earlier resisted this tradition, but after seeing the love and devotion of his devotees, he had given in. Even though the rigid Muslims had objected, saying that for a Sufi this was blasphemy, Baba had relented, insisting that for the love of his devotees, all is permissible. Thus, all communities would gather for the aarti, including Muslims, and it was a sight to behold. Baba would be seated as the presiding lord and master of Masjidai, and his devotees would be absorbed in singing to him. His eyes would glow, he would make signs, he would smile, he would often throw fierce glances, and devotees would smile, cry, and be mesmerized by the loving God, the Fakir of Fakirs, the one and only Baba Sai of Shirdi, the king of the poor, the damned, the destitute, and of one and all. After the aarti, Baba would wash his hands, face and feet. Then Baba would mix the food, one part milk, a little sugar, a little roti, all the time praying, and then the food would be sent out as prasad, which was devoured hungrily by his devotees. Very often more than 200 devotees would be fed a hearty meal and then sent back to their dwellings. Till Radha Krishna Mai was in the physical body, Baba would send food for her, as Mai ate only the food which Baba would send for her as prasadam. Baba would sit with 10 to 12 of his inner circle, and very often Tatya, Ramachandra Patil and Bayaji would sit on his left, while Bade Baba, Shama, Bhuti and Kaka Dikshit would sit on his right. Tatya, Ramachandra and Bayaji would eat from one single plate, while Baba and Bade Baba ate from one plate. Why Baba favored Bade Baba so much shall always remain a mystery. Baba would serve heaps of food for all those who were present and more so for those who had a family so that they could take the prasad home. All those who were present would eat their food and then pack the rest to be carried away for their families living in Shirdi. Baba knew exactly what to give to whom and how much food to place in each person's plate. He was aware that Shama loved sweetmeats and semolina pudding. Thus Shama's plate would be heaped with semolina pudding. Baba barely ate a few morsels, but he made sure that everyone was fed to their heart's content. Baba would then wash his hands and sit down on his humble seat. Sagun Meru Naik would offer Baba a glass of water and pan, mainly betel leaf with a supari, and Baba in turn would give Sagun the large sum of 2 rupees. Remember, in those days 2 rupees was a lot of money. Baba never took anybody's service free of cost. He always paid far more than the service received. From 1 to 2:30 in the afternoon, Baba would sit all alone in Masjid Ai. Nobody was allowed to be with him during this time. All would be sent home while Baba sat, prayed, chanted and meditated. He had a bag of coins and often at this time he would remove the coins and rub them gently and softly say, "This is for Kaka, this is for Shama, this is for..." Nobody truly understood why. If somebody would come inside, like a child, Baba would quickly put the coins back and hide the bag. Nobody really understood the significance of this tradition and Baba never explained it. Maybe Baba was praying for the well-being of his innermost circle. Also during this time, Baba would stitch his kafni, which was very often torn at various places. When Baba's body got old and feeble, to see him make an effort to stitch his kafni must have been a heart-wrenching sight. Baba had the world willing to serve him, but Sai humbly went about performing his duties by himself. We shall continue with Baba's schedule in the next chapter. Peace be to all. Baba bless us to always be able to serve him selflessly and to be on our feet to perform our duties till the last day of our physical lives. Jai Sai.